Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Shin Chav Gimel. We are up to Sif Ches. We are on the top line of page Kuf Nun Hei, which is the page following 308. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Kosha Shasa Bo Eino Yehudi, a cup that a goy drank from, Mutter Lahadicho L'Divrei HaKol. You're allowed to rinse it out according to everyone. So a cup that a guy drank from, one is allowed to rinse it out on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamizayin, Shashasa Bo Yayin. We're talking about a guy that drank wine from this cup. Af Shebelo Hadacha Asr L'Hishtamish Bo. Even though without rinsing it out, it's Asr to use this cup. It's Yayin Nesach now, it was touched by a guy. Afilu Hachi Lo Nikri Misakan Ayidezeh. Still, by rinsing it out, it's not called misakin. It's not called fixing up a kli. The haguf hakli heterhu, the hayayin osro, because the actual cup itself is always mutter. It's just the wine inside that asers. Ukeshem esiro ena misakno, and therefore by getting rid of the wine, you're not really being misakin the kli. Elu kemeser mimenu davar hamos. Really, you're just removing that which is disgusting from the kli. So you're not doing a tikkun in the kli itself, you're just getting rid of that which is in the kli, which is usser, and therefore one can rinse the kli from the leftover wine that the goy drank from on Shabbos. V'im yodeh shelo yishtamish bo hayom, but if you know you're not going to use that kli today, usser ladicho, then you are not allowed to rinse it out. The kanal b'sivav b'mishabura, like we just saw earlier in sivav in the mishabura, the afilu hachi mutul taltul hakos af below hadacha. So still, even though you can't rinse it out because you're not going to need the cup anymore, you still are allowed to move the cup without rinsing it out. The afilu yesh bakos pirure pasha sharabo heino yudibi ayayin. Even though there are some crumbs of bread on the bottom of the cup that the guy dipped his bread into the wine, so there were some crumbs in the bottom of the cup mixed with the wine. Afilu hachi mutter l'taltal hakos, you still are allowed to move the cup. V'lo havei basas l'davar iser, it's not considered a basas l'davar aser. The haperurim detailim l'gabe hakos, because these crumbs are considered batal to the cup, and therefore you are allowed to move the cup, even though there is a little bit of wine in it, and there are some crumbs in the wine, and you can't rinse it out because you don't need the kos today. You are still allowed to move it; it will not be considered a basas. Kasa v'tshumas hadeshem. The Tshumas Hadeshen writes, De'ein levatel iser b'shabbos. One should not be mevatel in iser ha'shabbos. De'ein lecha tikkun gadol mizeh. There's no greater tikkun, there's no greater fixing than being mevatel in iser. Ay, v'afte b'yaradeya simen tzaditeh, sevav b'hagah, svirulei da'af b'chol, ein levatel shum iser, l'hosav alav ha'chishim, afilu im hu iser d'rabanan. Even though we pass it in yaradeya, the Ramah tells us that even during the week we say Ein Mevatlin Isra L'Chadchila, even if there's already some bittul, but you want to add to the bittul to get the shishim, and it's only an Isra D'Rabbanan, we still hold you can't be Mevatl even during the week. So what are you telling me here, that you can't do it on Shabbos because it's a tikkun? Mikom makom nafkemino l'inyan yavish b'yavish. The nafkemino would be to say that it's Asar on Shabbos, a case where it would be mutter on the weekday. What's the case? Where it's dry that falls into dry, shenis arid chad betray. It got mixed up one into two, which the din is, it's mutter to cook each piece individually. The b'chol yachol lahosef alav atshishim k'dei lash lachakach. There the halacha is, where there be'etzim is bittul for each piece individually during the week, we hold that you are allowed to add more to get to shishim, that way you can cook all the pieces together. So that bittul l'chadchila is mutter during the week, k'disa b'yardesin and kuftes. Still, that bittul, which is mutter during the week, will be asr on Shabbos and Yontov because that's called misakin. But when the isr is getting burnt up, then even that case will be permissible. Like we'll see in Tov Kuv Zayin Siv Beis, if you look at note 35, he explains the case. The case is that pieces of a tree, pieces of wood, fell off the tree on Yontif into an oven, where those branches are us because of muktzah. In that case, the mechaber paskins, you can be marba other pieces of wood that are mutter in order to be mevatel the iser. The Avshu Davar Sheishal Matirin, even though it's a Davar Sheishal Matirin, because after Shabbos Yontav will be Mutter, the Mishabura explains over there, Shalom Achmiru Bazeh Chachamim, here the Chachamim will not Machmir on not being Mavatal Issa Lachachila, Kevan Sheikir Hano Meha Eitzim Bo Lachar Asakosim, because here the Ikir Hano you're getting from the wood is after they're burnt up. The Osha Eitzim Kvar Einam Ba'ayin, and at that point the wood is no longer Be'en, and therefore it's more lenient to Mevatal and Isser L'Chachila when the Isser is in fact getting burnt up. Back to the Mishabura. Umutr L'Shar Shishim. You are allowed to measure the Shishim on Shabbos. Afilu Nisarev Be'erev Shabbos V'lo Nodal O'at Shabbos. Even if it got mixed up before Shabbos, you didn't know about it until Shabbos, you are allowed to measure. However, V'davka L'Shar B'dasu V'mara Inov. But the way you're allowed to measure is only with your mind or by looking at it. Halimdod lo, but to actually go ahead and measure is not allowed. The Alpha God, the Medida, the Mitzvah Shari, even though we learned that measuring for a mitzvah is permissible, and this is for a mitzvah. Here, if you're doing this measuring with your hands, it looks like you're being misakin. So even though Midin Medida, it's mutter as a Medida Shal Mitzvah, it's usher because of Nirikim Misakin. Kostava Magin Avram, the Yavish, Biyavish, and this Arev Chad Betray. Dry and dry that got mixed up, one fell into two. So mutter lahashlich echad mehen lahatir ha'achir. We can throw out one of the three pieces in order to matir the other two pieces. Dekevan de'eno elo chumra ba'alma. Since that is really only a chumra to get rid of one of the pieces, the medina kol she'enecha lo'odem echad shari. Because really in the ikir adin, so long that it's not one person eating all three pieces, they're all mutter. So therefore, since Mikra, then you don't need to throw it away. It's just a Chumra. Al-Kain, Lohavei, Zekah, Misakin. Therefore, since it's only a Chumra, that's not considered Misakin, and it's Mutter to be done on Shabbos. Sakin Trefa. You have a non-kosher knife. Imrotza, Lachto, Bolechem, Vekadoma, Betzonein, Deboi, Hadocha. If you want to cut with that knife, bread, or something similar that is cold, where you require Hadocha, you require rinsing off a knife, the mashma Shifshuv, Hetev, Lo hadocha ba'alma, which the mashmalos is you have to rub it well, not just rinse it off. Ein lasos abeshabbos to havei kemesakin. Again, rubbing the knife very well, that's already going to be considered mesakin, and that would not be allowed on Shabbos. Says the mechaber vaytis etes. Mutter l'shavshev hakelim b'chol davar. You are allowed to rub vessels with any item, chutz mikli kesef begartikon, except rubbing a silver vessel with gartikon. Shehu shimre yayin kishin this yabshu v'niskashu. Gartikon, which you can't use to rub the clay kesef with, is the residue of wine after it dries up and hardens. And the reason why that is not allowed is if neishu mematek l'kli kesef shurach. That's because when you rub it on the clay kesef, it rubs off and it smooths out the clay kesef, and that is soft, and that is the isra of a matek. Says the Mishabura Sekot Lamed Ches, b'chol davar, you can clean the kelim with any item, afilu b'neser v'chol, even with neser, which is some kind of dirt, v'chol and sand, k'sheyiched lehem mokom mibod yom she'enu mukza. If you designated a place for them before Shabbos, therefore they are not mukza. V'nira d'dafka k'shehoya achom migubo b'mayim me'er Shabbos. It has to be, if you're going to use the sand mixed with water, it has to be that the combination of the sand and the water was mixed together from before Shabbos. Or you're taking the sand to do the cleaning without him mixing it with water. Or you add a lot of water to the sand on Shabbos. You put in so much water that the sand is not sticking together. Because if not so, but you're rather mixing the water and sand on Shabbos, that would be a concern of kneading of lisha lekamaposkim kibavur lael v'simin shinchav al v'mishabura. Finally, come up with simin shinchav vav diucha likach achol b'yadayim retubos. Look later on. We're going to say that one is allowed to take sand on Shabbos with wet hands. We're not concerned. So continues the mishabura, and he says on that which the mechaber says that you're allowed to rub kalim with any item. The mishabura said even with neser v'chol as long as it's not muktzah. Continues the Mishabura after the brackets, the Afal Pish Sheevshur the Gorir Bahavim Mafik. Even though these cleansing items might scrape the kli in such a way that it'll be mamafik, Mikom Okom Havi Davashem Maskavim Vishari. Still, that's not your intention, and therefore it's Davashem Maskavim, and it is Mutter. Aval Gartikon Havi Psikresha. Why can't you use Gartikon on the kli kesef? Because that already, since the kli kesef is so soft and the Gartikon is harder, that's the Psikresha that's going to be mamafik. Umaharil haya osir lishtofes as zechuchas b'shibolas shul lahatziro. The Maharil used to ask her to rub the zechuchas, the glass, with oats to shine it. V'tzarech tam lama, we need a reason for why. The Efsher, and it's possible the sphere that he holds, didafka lahadiach hakelim shiun nikiyim shari. Didafka to rinse off kelim that they should be clean is permissible. Avalo lahatziru, but not to make them shine v'deichet. So maybe the reason why the Maril asked rubbing the zechuchas with the shibola shua is because you're trying to be matziru, is a stronger cleansing, you're trying to make it shine, that's not allowed. Why is that more machmir? So in note 40, he points out, "Ubatam adover kosev chayodom shekol nikui shukutosefes v'gambil odav aklinoki." Any cleaning that's really over and above, and even without it, the vessel would be clean. Hareze tircha yaseira. That's already a tircha yaseira. That's not allowed on Shabbos. V'atilu ledav kosev sheish bezem mishum tikun kli. He says going above the cleaning that you need by rubbing it so strong to shine it, that's already considered tikun kli, and therefore the Maharil asks. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Lamedtes. So we said you are allowed to clean kalim, to rub kalim with any item, except for klei kesef begartikun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Usha'or kalim afilu begartikun namishari. But if it's not klei kesef, which are soft, but it's other vessels, even with the gartikun, that would be permissible. In note 41, he points out a very practical thing. Ulanakos kalim b'shabbos b'tzemer palda. What about cleaning vessels on Shabbos with steel wool? Says Rosh Hashanah Orbach that it's usher. Kevan shu memachek me'at me'akli b'eshev shufo. When you're rubbing steel wool against a vessel, you are doing memachek. You're rubbing off some of the clear, smoothing it out. That's usher. V'gam yitochin shetzemer paldo matzir as hakelim, and it could be also the seal will makes the kli shine. That's not allowed. Kain kosev b'shan shuvos or letzion sha'oser mishum shu memachik as hakelim. He says as well that's memachik. Skip the brackets. V'das agon rav yashiv she'im mishavshef bekalos velo bechoska. If you're going to rub the steel wool on the kalim softly and not with strength, mutter l'nakosim b'tzemer paldo, then you would be allowed to use the steel wool because again you're avoiding the iser of memachik. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vaydas of Kodamim. Mipneishu Mamachik. The reason why you can use the Gartikon on the Klei Kesef is because that will be smoothing it, Alvi Al Kain, and therefore, Osir Lahashkaz Asakin B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Shabbos. Af Shalob Rechayim. Even if you're not using the regular Rechayim, the mill, Rak Be'etz V'Kadoma, you're just using wood or something similar. The Domil Mamachik, that's still going to be Osir Kaz Mamachik. If you look at note 44, which is on the next page, he writes, that which the Mishnah Berurah says that the Isra is that it's slimmer to a machik, that's because he's talking about over there wood and similar things, because that's not the normal way to sharpen a knife. If you use a regular sharpener that's made out of stone, we'll see later on that Isra would be because you're fixing up a kli, that would be tikkun kli, that would be the real Isra. It wouldn't just be nire kimisakim. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud. Ein chofefin kalim b'melach. You cannot rub kalim with salt. Lefi shehamelach nimcha kishechofef b'chozka. Because salt melts when you're rubbing it strong. You're causing the salt to melt, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kodem Alef shehamelach nimcha. V'hudome l'risruk ha-shelag v'habarad ha-mabur v'simin shenchof sif tes. Ayin Shama Tam Mishabura. This is similar to what we just discussed a few shiurim ago when it comes to chopping up snow or hail that is not allowed. So too, we learned over there also by salt would be the same problem. You can't turn the salt into water. The Alkane Kasva Poskim, they have to post him right. Didavko Lachok the Hamelach Usr, that it's specifically rubbing the kalim with the salt itself is Usr. But you can place the salt in the water that you are rinsing off the kalim in. The afagad, the nimcha memela, even though the salt is obviously going to be melting in the water, it's going to dissolve. Kimosham, just like over there, where we say it's mutter, the mutter litein hashelag latoch hamayim afal pisha nimcha memela bein choshesh. The same way that you're allowed to put ice or snow into water, even though it's going to melt on itself automatically, we're not concerned. So too, putting the salt in the water and having it melt is not a problem. The only problem here is rubbing it with your hands. That is like chopping up the snow, which is not allowed. That's chopping up the salt and making it into water is not allowed. One more Sharat Sin, I'd like to point out over here, and that is Sivkatan Memhei. He writes, and that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that you can place the salt in the water, Rakshe Yizor Shlo Yia Osir Machmas Meimelach Aniska V'Simin Shin Chav Aleph. Of course, when we talk about putting the salt in the water, we're only addressing that you're avoiding the problem of chopping up the snow or chopping up the salt and making it into water, we're not addressing the Isra that we learned previously in Shin Chav Aleph about making salt water. Now, what is the Isra of salt water? If you look at Note 47, he writes, the idea of making salt water that's not allowed on Shabbos that we just learned, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't put 2/3 salt and 1 salt water. Even if you're making a small quantity of salt water, with that strength, it's not allowed. So the Shaar HaTzion is just pointing out that even though the Chofetz Chaim says, I'm pointing out in the Mishavura that by placing the salt in the water, you're avoiding the Isser of like chopping the snow, so you're making the salt melt into water, but you have to be careful when you put it into the water, make sure you're not getting involved with the other Isser of making salt water, of Ibud. And that concludes Simin Shin Chav Gimel. Emir Tzashem, in the next year we'll begin a new Simin Shin Chav Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.